For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Constitutional Initiative 128, which would expressly protect the right to an abortion in Montana's Constitution, is officially in the signature-gathering phase. Montana's for Reproductive Rights is the group behind the initiative that would amend the state's constitution to prohibit the government from denying or burdening the right to abortion before fetal viability. Montana researchers recommend letting smaller fires burn to head off the damage and danger, or larger ones later on. University of Montana researcher Mark Kreider acknowledges as the population grows along with the urban-wildland interface, letting the fire burn is not always possible.
Especially in the western U.S., where people live close to forests, fire suppression is very important, and we still must do it. But this research helps to show when possible and in places when it's safe to do so, we really may benefit from allowing more low and moderate intensity fire to burn.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
In 4-H, understanding how to be a champion of safety is crucial for the well-being of Montana's future leaders. Whether engaged in food and nutrition projects, working with livestock, or exploring one of the other 200 projects available, safety remains a top priority in 4-H.
Montana State Fund congratulates all Montana 4-H member spotlight nominees and thanks youth volunteers for helping grow a safer Montana. For agricultural safety resources or resources in your industry, visit safemt.com.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Brought to you by the Montana Beef Council with consented beef checkoff dollars.
Montana's Society of American Foresters is hosting its annual conference this year in Polson, tackling the topic of tradition and technology and how to better use the two to manage Montana's forest in the future. The conference serves as a chance to discuss the challenges the industry is facing, like fuel management to limit the impacts of wildfires and the infrastructure of the timber industry in Montana. The Montana Department of Transportation will begin a pavement preservation project on U.S. Highway 2 next week. It begins at McKillop Creek Road and extends southeast for approximately 7 miles, ending just past ACM Road, and is expected to last about 6 weeks. Olympic medalist swimmer Katie Hoff will be the special guest athlete and torchlighter at the 39th Big Sky State Games opening ceremony Friday, July 19th at Dayless Stadium in Billings. Hoff is an 8-time world champion, a 3-time world record holder, a 2-time Olympian, and a 3-time Olympic medalist. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.